Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily for prophetic blessings and inspiring testimonies and teachings as the case may be from week to week. Pray more on your own, either in the Holy Ghost, which means speaking in tongues, or in your understanding. God hears and answers both. Then rebroadcast to all on your contact. Let what is blessing you also bless the people you love. Welcome to Friday, the 14th in February 2025. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent away this day and be responding with amen. I receive it. God will use this weekend to put an end to all acts of wickedness against you and your loved ones. Sickness is an act of wickedness of the devil. Nightmares, evil dreams, marital crisis, delays, deniers, incessant mistakes, regrets, promise and fail, breakdown at the point of breakthrough, near success syndrome, accidents, attacks, losses, shortages, lies against you, death threats, sickness unto death, even untimely death, disappointment, poverty, incurable diseases, discouragement, depression, obstruction, indebtedness, setbacks, miscarriages, barrenness, opposition, hatred without a cause, obstruction, connivances, contrivances, envy against you, slanderers, and so on. They are all acts of wickedness against humanity. I prophesy, whichever one is plaguing your life or any of your loved ones ends today. I say it's terminated by fire. I use Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 and 14 to pray for all my listeners today. After this ministration, open your Bible if you have one to Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14. Use it to pray and anoint yourself. And it reads, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which it will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen this day, Egyptians here stands for all that I have listed as wickedness against humanity." All those things are earlier on mentioned. He said, "You shall see them no more again forever." Say amen. Verse 14, "The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace in Jesus' name." Anoint yourself. Please anoint yourself if you have your anointing oil. If not, anoint yourself later. I prophesy, all those things listed are not your portion. They are not your children's portion, not your family portion. All arrows sent against you shall backfire back to the senders in Jesus' name. Graves dug for you and your enemies shall be buried in them. Traps set for you by your enemy shall catch those that set them. They will receive Haman's judgment. Vengeance of God is upon those who hate your face. Take it as an act of power. Please do this. Listen to this message again. If you can read and write, list out all the wickedness manifestations that I mentioned on paper. Hold the paper before your face and declare on it 21 times, "I curse you by fire. I curse you. Die by fire." 21 times. Then set it ablaze. Set the paper ablaze. Lit a match or a lighter and burn it off. And those that are in Western nations where you cannot make naked light, shred the paper. Put it in the WC. Flush it away. That is what is called warfare bonfire prayers. They shall instantly be delivered. You will experience deliverance, healings, yokes will be breaking, and doors will be opening for you and all your children. Say amen. Let's have your testimonies on this powerful prophetic action today. February 14th celebrant, your birthday prayers. May you be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long and live well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right? Let's take testimonies. Listen to this testimony. Connect to it by faith. And also by sacrificial seed. If those testimonies are what you also desire, That is, if you have the power and the grace to do so. First testimony today, God added another year to my age in January 2025. Alert upon alert, totaling over 5 million naira, paid by my company to me in emoluments between December 2024 and February 2025. My own company is doing well in business. Daddy, please pray that mobilization money for the over 400 million naira contract awarded to my company be paid this week. Wow, it shall be paid. Do these two things. Do a warfare prayers over this contract and the mobilization, and also place a vow over it. God, if this happens, so much I will transfer to your kingdom. Warfare prayers and vows over this kind of thing, they are very, very powerful. Do so. And everyone in that same situation at any time, do the same thing. Good morning. God has answered one of my 2025 requests for giving my brother a new job this beginning of the year after losing his job twice. Daddy, pray that this one will be permanent and affliction should not rise again. Consider it done. Another one. Good morning, TPGF. On my behalf, thank God with me. Since joining Turning Point, my life has changed. God has been faithful to me here. He has answered my prayers, provided for me, and blessed me so much through this commission. All glory belongs to God. Pastor Femi Emmanuel, please pray that God will touch me and answer my prayers, all the other requests. Help me to thank God, TPGF. He will answer all the other requests. Another testimony. Hallelujah. The Lord has done it again. God has proved himself mightily in the life of my son. His result came and he performed excellently well. May God's name be praised forever. Amen. All parents, trusting God for good result from your children, sons and daughters, connect to that testimonies. They will do well. Another one. I want to praise the Lord with me that my son-in-law was released from being prosecuted for the money and killing of a renowned person in our area here. That those involved, the case that has been on for the past 2 years, had now been apprehended and killed. Their mothers and wives also jailed. Secondly, my son was accused of spoiling a machine of up to 400,000 naira in his place of work. The person responsible has now been caught. Praise the Lord for his provision, protection, love and kindness, grace, mercy over Living Spring and my family. Wow. Every accusation, false accusation against you and your loved ones will not hold. Another person. God has really been wonderful in my life. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. He has increased me on all sides, saved me from shame and disgrace, provided for me miraculously. I was able to pay my shop rent that was long overdue. Thank you, Jesus. Daddy, please pray for me that the Lord will expand my business this year. Consider it done. Put that business on tithing, as I have taught us here. Expansion will come. All businessmen and businesswomen, all business outfits, put them on tithing. It will open the windows of heaven over that business and rebuild devourers concerning that business. Good evening, Daddy. I want to testify to the goodness of God in my life and my family. I thank God for healing my daughter in December and January, not allow me to mourn concerning her. Two, I want to thank God for his goodness on us since the beginning of this year, and he has been settling my debt gradually. May the name of the Lord be glorified forever. Everyone owing, the debt shall be settled. Somebody said, our God has surprised me again through battle seed. A heavy burden was on me on how to pay my children's school fees. I paid battle seed and immediately my helpers who had forgotten me sent money, 150,000 naira. I paid my student school fees with ease. Two out of the three names I wrote favored me. Three, God compelled all my creditors to pay me. Four, we enjoyed peace, healing, and journey mercies, divine protection, divine supplies, and many more. My thanksgiving seed and tithe has been sent to the Zenith account of the commission. Wow, our God is working here. Last December, I want to thank God for being part of this family, though I'm a man of many parts. Last December, Daddy asked us to sow a seed of crossing to the new year and also feed the hungry seed. I did. Since then, I've been experiencing unceasingly financial provision. Daddy, please help me to pray that God will help me complete my house project this year. It has been over 6 years now we started. Consider it done. They will give testimony of it here very soon. Everybody, rebroadcast this testimony to all your loved ones. Now, no live broadcast tonight. I announce that I have been in Abuja on PFM Bayana Conference. I have delivered 2 ministrations there. I will ask our media to send those ministrations on the platform so that all of us too can be blessed by them. Our weekly communion service is tomorrow, Saturday. Take the communion after listening to tomorrow morning's ministration. I want everyone to hear this. My 70th birthday will be officially marked on July 25 this year, though I am a July 2 person. But the official marking will be Friday, July 25, 10 a.m. at Dominion City, Ibadan. I invite all those who can attend physically, please come. All TPGF listeners and all those listening to this, I invite you to send felicitation and give testimony of what God has used Femi Emmanuel, the grace and TPGF to do in your life. Make a video recording showing your face, 2 minutes video to testify of what my life, the grace on me, and the calling on TPGF has done in your life. It shall be screened live on Friday, July 25. Do a 2 minutes video recording showing your face and send it. These are the 2 numbers to send it to. Send it in form of WhatsApp. 1, to our documentary coordinator, Dr. Tina, on +234 8034 007854, and our media director on +234 8034 2322276. Let it be loud and clear, well lit. Introduce yourself by name, mention your name and your country, and send it. I will pray and appreciate for everyone that can do that video felicitation and tribute that will be aired that day. Give a testimony and let the world know what TPGF and the grace of his servant has done in your life. Do so. I pray for every one of you. God's grace and power shall be strong on you. What God cannot do does not exist, for there is nothing God cannot do. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Have a wonderful weekend. TPGF, answer now. Truly blessed. Bye.